On Friday, I went to see my grandmother to celebrate her 99th birthday. She's important to me because she brought me up as a child, and I have a lot to be grateful to her for. At Easter, though, I'd had to make a difficult decision, encouraging her to move into a care home, something she'd never wanted to do. But as a family, we were now unable to provide the help she needed to get through a day and a night. So it was to the new care home that I went, to her room, armed with a birthday cake, balloons, and of course, a lot of COVID protective clothing. My Nan has always been vivacious, chatty, witty, flirtatious, very different from me. And our times together have always involved lots of questions as to what I've been up to, how work is going, lots of local gossip and news about the family. Now, though, the years have taken that sharp, energetic engagement away. And instead, we sit together and smile and occasionally chat, but are quite happy, I think, just to be there together. She doesn't quite understand what I do here, and the news is not her program anymore, so we just sit and be together. I found it very hard at first, but now I think it's rather special. After all, I may not be able to do it for much longer. And what I've learned from my sitting with her in the quiet is that I'm more aware of her presence, her spirit, her soul, if you like. Maybe it's what some today would call her energy. There are not so many words, but in the stillness, I can feel the person she is. Her smile shows something of love, and I'm just aware of the person she is, the person she has become throughout all her years. And I become aware, too, of how it is with us human beings when we eventually go quiet and stop showing off our words, our cleverness, the ripostes, the put-downs, all that cabaret we do to prove we are somebody. When all that stops, each of us is a presence, and others feel it, either for their good or their ill. We have a sort of sixth sense, perhaps, and the silence of the person communicates who they are to it. That person each of us is when in a room by ourselves, unadorned and off stage. That's our human presence, and our spirit or our soul becomes more visible to another, just for who and what it is. I'm very fortunate that this spirit of my grandmother is very kind and loving. It isn't always so, as you know, the scars can go deep in a life. But to sit with her feels like what I imagine a blessing to be. It speaks somehow of goodness, a benediction, so speaking well. Today we focus on the Spirit of God. Maybe this Spirit of God can be discerned in similar ways. When all our words, all those languages, all the God chat actually die down, when we let God be God instead of some fictitious, convenient backup to our prejudices and fear, What is this Spirit of God like? What are the gifts we receive when in the presence of this Spirit of God? What are you receiving and giving as a human being when the presence of this energy of God is creatively with you? Well, St. Paul had a go at answering these questions. The gifts of this Spirit, he wrote to the first Christians, are love and joy and peace, patience, kindness and goodness, long-suffering, gentleness and faith, and modesty and self-control. If you want to know God, these are the ways in. If you want to see where God might be, these are the ways there. If you want to see if your life should or can be enriched by God at all, then ask yourselves if these matter to you or not. Aging comes to us all. It's happening to us even now, sitting here. And life here ends too. But I can't help but feel that our life is like building a small boat. We build it with our experiences and how we respond to them. We build it with the things that matter to us, the words we speak, the things we do, hopefully making it sturdy and ready for that final journey. What presence do you bring to this earth? I, like you, I guess, need some help with how it shapes mine and others' lives. So come, Spirit of God, fall afresh on me.